My dearly beloved, I would like this morning to speak briefly about devotion to the infancy of Jesus Christ. St. Alphonsus Liguori tells us that our Lord came into this world as an infant, among other things, to make it more easy for us to approach Him. Our Divine Lord, being an infant, is very approachable and lovable, as all infants are. And so our Lord, coming into this world as an infant, wanted to make it easy for us to approach Him, to go to Him, to pray to Him, instead of being put off by His majesty and glory, that we would be attracted by the weakness of our Lord in His infancy. There were a number of saints who had a particular devotion to the infancy of our Lord. St. Francis of Assisi comes readily to mind. St. Bernard of Clairvaux was another one. And perhaps most well known was St. Teresa, the little flower, who is called St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, the name that she took in religion, Teresa of the Child Jesus, and had a special devotion to our Lord's infancy, and it was that devotion that helped her to develop her spirituality, which is known as the Little Way. Why are infants, or why, I should say, is infancy a lesson for us? Because we see that infants have by nature qualities, spiritual qualities, which we need to strive to develop by grace. By nature, infants are innocent. They are, again, very lovable and attractive because of their infancy, their weakness, their dependence upon others. Infants by nature are humble. They are pure, and they are also very trusting. And you see, these are spiritual qualities that we need to strive to establish. Now, when we think of devotion to the infancy of our Lord, the particular title that comes to mind is the Infant of Prague. The statue of the Infant of Prague, which we have in our chapel in Coeur d'Alene and here in our church, and during the Christmas season we place the statue of the Infant of Prague high over the altar. And I would like to briefly describe this particular title of our Lord, this particular statue. And it goes back to the early 17th century. It was a gift. The statue of the Infant of Prague was a gift by a Spanish noblewoman to her daughter as a wedding feast, at her marriage, as a gift for her marriage. And then that woman, in turn, gave it to her daughter, who moved to Bohemia. And this particular Spanish woman gave this statue as a gift to a Carmelite monastery in Prague, Bohemia. And the statue itself, the original statue, is 19 inches tall, and it is made out of wax and has a crown on the head, a globe in the left hand signifying sovereignty. We recall the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A little child shall lead them and the government will be upon his shoulders." So it indicates our Lord's sovereignty, his power as king. And then his right hand is raised in blessing, and the statue is clothed in a nice garment. And so this is the original statue of the Infant of Prague. It was donated to this Carmelite monastery in the year 1623. And the monks of this monastery began to practice this devotion to the Divine Infant. And in particular, it was practiced by the novices of this monastery, the young monks who were preparing to become priests and religious. They would pray every day prayers before the Divine Infant. None among them was as conspicuous for this devotion as a young brother named Brother Cyril of the Mother of God. Now, after a period of time, there were religious wars, and the monastery was disbanded, and the novices were moved to Munich in Germany because of the religious wars at the time of what was called the 30 Years' War. And around 1623, or shortly thereafter, an army from Sweden, which was Protestant, a very anti-Catholic group of men, came into the area, came into Prague, and they ransacked all of the churches in the city. And when they came into the Carmelite church, they went through the church in destroying statues, etc. And they found this statue of the Infant of Prague in its place, and they threw it on a garbage heap behind the altar where they just threw all of these candlesticks and etc. in the church. And there the statue lay for 7 years. After 7 years, the monastery was reestablished. Peace had settled down on the city, and there were no more religious wars going on, and so the monks returned to their monastery. And this brother Cyril was now a priest, Father Cyril, of the Mother of God, and he remembered the statue of the Divine Infant, and he went searching for it and found it behind the altar. And he put the statue back up and continued to pray and practice this devotion to the infancy of our Lord. And then he heard a voice, or words, as it were, in his mind, in his heart. He heard these words: "Have pity on me, and I will have pity on you. Give me my hands, and I will give you peace. The more you honor me, the more I will bless you." And he was shocked at these words because he hadn't realized that when the statue was thrown behind the altar, the two hands were broken off. And he didn't notice it because of the garment, the cape that the statue was enclosed in. And on closer inspection, he realized both hands had been broken off. So he went to the superior and asked permission to have the statue repaired, to have the hands replaced. And the superior said, "Well, as you know, we're a very poor monastery and we can't afford that. So unless you receive a donation for that purpose, we will not be able to have the statue repaired." So this Father Cyril prayed for that intention, and finally a noblewoman gave him a gift for this statue, for this purpose. And it was more than enough money to repair the hands on the statue. When he took this money to the superior had this idea in his mind. He said, "Well, I'll just have a brand new statue made. There's a lot more money than we need just to repair the hands." So he had a new statue made that was nicer, bigger, made out of porcelain. But it seemed our Lord didn't want that. He wanted the original statue, the simple wax statue of his infancy.
Because there was an accident in which a candlestick, a heavy candlestick, fell on the new statue and it was broken in pieces. And so now Father Cyril was back to square one. He needed to repair the hands of the original statue, and eventually another donation came and the hands were repaired. And so that's basically the story of the statue of our Lord known as the Infant of Prague. But the point here is that this devotion is a devotion to the infancy of our Lord. And I think that our Lord, having come into this world as an infant, appreciates being honored in his infancy, just as we honor him in all the mysteries and particular parts of our Lord's life. We should honor his infancy. There is a wonderful novena to the infant, divine infant, that is sometimes prayed in urgent need, prayed every hour for 9 hours, or it can be prayed for 9 days. But it is a wonderful novena. It is very short, but it uses the words of our Lord himself. It begins, "O Jesus, who has said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. You know, as because of your words, I ask for this." And then it goes on. It has three sections, quoting the words of our Lord, and so to speak, using those words to ask for the particular favor we need. So I'm going to print that novena in the Sunday bulletin this coming Sunday, and we will also recite it this morning after Mass. But let us learn the lessons of the infancy of our Lord, to honor our Lord in his infancy, but also to strive to imitate the wonderful qualities of infancy that we can in a spiritual sense apply, especially the purity, the holiness, the innocence of infancy, their trust, the trust of children, especially infants, to their parents, to imitate that in our trust of Almighty God, our complete and total trust in Almighty God, and the other qualities of infancy which are so wonderful, to strive in a spiritual sense to practice those virtues. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.